It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times, who visits WQXR each Wednesday morning. Hello, Charles.
Hey, Jeff.
The Tony nominations were announced yesterday. No one loves the theater like Tony. She's occasionally surprising, sometimes quite cruel. Who got the most nominations this year?
Well, this was probably the least surprising thing of the Tony nominations. Book of Mormon is leading with 14.
Anything interesting in that 14 awards?
Well, I think it's unusual that two leading men in a show are getting nominated. That's really quite rare.
What's the biggest surprise in the nominees yesterday?
I think the real oddity is actually that Catch Me If You Can, which was nominated for Best Musical, was snubbed in the two main other categories for musicals, score and book.
Where are the biggest battles going to be for an award?
I think actually the most competitive category is leading actor in a play, where basically you have five truly worthy performances. You got Brian Bedford giving this really brilliant comic performance in Importance of Being Earnest, Bobby Cannavale in the play we are now officially calling The Mother with the Hat, intensely moving performance. You have Al Pacino in Merchant of Venice, which was an acclaimed performance from the fall, which is fairly unusual to get nominated for a show that's closed. And you got Mark Rylance in Jerusalem, as well as Joe Mantello in The Normal Heart, which opened at the end of the season and sort of surprised everyone with its vitality.
And there's a lot of competition in the plays category, too.
Yeah, I think this is a category where a really worthy play got shut out, Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo. It didn't really surprise me because the other four nominees are all very naturalistic plays, and they're much more accessible. And they all have a lot of merit. Good People by David Lindsay Abaire, Jerusalem, The Mother with the Hat, and War Horse, which I think is probably the weakest of the field and is also most likely to win.
Well, it certainly has a sympathetic character, which is a horse, and several of them on stage. And also it's a spectacle because of those puppets, which are getting their own special Tony.
And I think that's why it's both included in the category and is likely to win, because it is a great show made from really very simple materials.
In the acting category, for leading actress in a musical, there are only four nominees instead of the usual five. What's significant about that?
Well, I think that actually speaks to the fact that there are a lot of musicals this season that simply did not have roles for leading ladies. Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, Scottsboro Boys, Catch Me If You Can, Priscilla Queen of the Desert, which had plenty of drag queens, but no actual leading lady. If you look at the leading actress in a play category, while they did find five nominees, I think everyone was surprised that the leading lady from Brief Encounter was nominated. It was just not a terribly strong field. There were a lot more roles for men on Broadway this season.
And do the nominations tell us anything about the direction that Broadway is going in other regards?
You know, I think the best news from the list is that it was really competitive for both new plays and new musicals. I think we often think of Broadway as being, you know, chock-a-block with old shows being revived over and over again. And in fact, this season there were, I think, a dozen new musicals and almost as many new plays in competition. And so I think that, you know, speaks to the fact that Broadway isn't completely defunct as people like to decry it as being.
How much is at stake with the awards? What is it, Tony? What's it really worth?
Well, the truth is, or at least the conventional wisdom is, that there's only one category or one win that will give you any sort of significant boost at the box office, and that is a win for Best Musical. In the case of the Book of Mormon this year, it doesn't really need the boost. It's, you know, doing terrifically in any case. But, you know, if you win for Best Featured Actor in a Play or, you know, a couple of design awards, it's not going to really do anything for you at the box office. But everyone loves to win an award.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch the awards ceremony. It's Sunday, June the 12th on CBS. And I think one of the reasons it's going to be interesting is with 14 nominations for Book of Mormon, how are they going to possibly put that show on television without censoring it completely?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, you can't bleep your way through an entire song.
And they might have to with Book of Mormon. Around Broadway with Charles Isherwood on WQXR. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you in a week, Charles.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.